two men died in separate incidents on the Mourne Mountains yesterday in conditions described as treacherous. On the line is Joe McKnight from the Mourne Rambling Club. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Benny.
You were walking on the Mournes yesterday. What were the conditions like for you?
Pretty challenging, Benny. It wasn't so much the wind as the gusts, you know, when they came along, they could, well, the forecast said they could be up to 60 miles an hour. When they came along, you know, they could easily knock you off your feet if you were unbalanced at all.
So it's, I guess, the unknown, they take you off guard when you think you've got your safe footing, and then these gusts come out of nowhere.
Absolutely. And so yesterday when we were out walking, we changed our route on a number of occasions to take account of the changing weather conditions. And, you know, it can happen to anyone. As the policeman who was quoted said, you know, the mountains are a place you need to respect and you need to plan for. And I feel I'd like to extend my sympathy and condolences to the families of the two men who died yesterday.
Yeah, tragic, completely tragic. How quickly can conditions change up there? Because if you set out, you could spend hours, most of the day, up the mountains. So how quickly can they change?
Very quickly. You know, you can have a squall come in, which is strong winds and heavy, blinding rain. Particularly yesterday, the rain was coming in almost horizontally. And if you're in an exposed area, it can change. Well, it can make it very difficult to make progress, even to find shelter. So you just need to be aware of the conditions as you're going along through the day.
How much does your preparation for going for a walk up the Mournes, for example, depend on your experience, even down to your own physical abilities?
Very much. I think that I'm a great believer that you know, should walking with a group is the best way to learn how to make your way around the mountains, and also to learn from the experience of people who have been walking for years. But I think the important things are, you know, to be aware of your surroundings before you go, to ensure that you have appropriate clothing and equipment, and always look at the forecast before you go. And leave, you know, with a friend or a relative, leave your planned route where you're going and when you intend to be home, so that people know when to expect you back. And if you don't come back, that they know to raise the alarm.
How easy is it, Joe, to underestimate the dangers? You know, we maybe assume that because the Mournes, for example, are on our doorstep for many, that it's Northern Ireland, it's not that dangerous. Obviously, there are some serious dangers there.
Well, I think you've got to be aware of where you're going. You know, the higher you go up the mountains, the stronger the wind generally becomes. So yesterday, we stayed fairly low. I think you've got to be guided by what you experience as you're going along. And if it feels uncomfortable, if you feel unsteady, if you feel nervous about what you're doing, then, you know, you need to retreat, go back to where it's less steep or less exposed or lower down.
I did hear references on, I think it was Good Morning Ulster earlier today, regarding the moss up there. So you've got the wind to contend with, and then also slippery underfoot if the moss due to the weather recently has changed.
Yeah, well, it's not only moss. You know, the short grass that you find in the Mournes, whenever it gets wet, it becomes slippery, especially if you're going down steep slopes. So, you know, you can be going along very, very nicely and suddenly your feet slip out from underneath you. But, you know, it's a question of judging where you are and ensuring that, you know, where you are is appropriate for the conditions. So stay down, stay away from any steep edges if it's windy, and stay lower down if the wind is quite strong.
Joe, thank you very much for your time this morning. I think as well it also goes to highlight how essential our emergency services are. There was another man who was rescued from the mountain yesterday. I think he had a suspected broken ankle.